206-635-5910. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour on this Monday, June 17th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is State Representative Neil Frisky for the 107th. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Randy. Happy Monday to you.
Yes, sir. I missed you at the Charlevoix Lincoln Day dinner. You were still down in session. You couldn't make it out to the event. Lance Armstrong did a great job in representing you and speaking to the folks. But what the heck's going on down there in Lansing right now?
Well, it's kind of we're emerging from a quieter time. The budget is obviously looming over us, the budget bills. That's been fairly quiet. It appears that there's a lot of disagreement going on the opposite side of the aisle, as far as exactly, you know, what numbers to put where. So we've talked about it just a little bit, but for the most part, it's still pretty quiet on the budget front.
Very good. And we know that basically a week from this Thursday is going to be June 27th, heading into the weekend, Monday, July 1st, before 4th of July. This has all got to be said and done per our Constitution, right?
Exactly. That's how it's supposed to work. So we'll see how this plays out.
Unbelievable. I wanted to talk to you about at the event, the Charlevoix County Lincoln Day dinner, the chairwoman, Oscar Barden, got up and spoke about their executive committee and that they had created a vetting committee. They, for the very first time, actually came out and endorsed candidates for various offices, county commissioner, prosecutor, different things. But she actually came out and said it to the room that the Charlevoix County Republican Party had endorsed you in this August 6th primary. And your opponent was there, and he wasn't real happy, I'm sure, that she announced that. But the room erupted with huge applause for you. What are you hearing out there as you're campaigning for this reelection, your very first one, Neil? What are you hearing from various counties that you represent in the 107th?
Well, Randy, I'm extremely encouraged. The message is going out very clear. People are 100% supportive of me. Yep, there's a couple little corners that people have tried to organize and spread false information and lies and half truths, and people are catching on to that. You know, when I ran in 2022, the opposition tried this negative campaign and it just didn't work. People were just wore out by it, and I see the same thing happening now. People are smart enough to look at, you know, when you're getting recognized by conservative organizations across the country, such as CPAC and so forth, and they're awarding you for your conservative voting record, and then you have an opponent that tries to attack you on that, people can see right through that. I mean, you know, I remember, you know, a lot of times in Christianity, people talk about how, you know, you can prove almost anything you want with any Bible verse in the Bible. If you take the words and twist it to your narrative, and that's what's going on. You know, I'm principled. You know, I voted consistently from day one till the last vote I cast last Thursday. I've never wavered from my position and from where I stand, and people respect that. You know, Lansing, the Lansing lobby corps and the people around Lansing have been very supportive of me. When I was on the island for the Detroit conference there for a day, I had several of them come up to me and said, hey, we want you to know our opposition. Your opposition keeps reaching out to us, but we are 100% behind you. We respect you. We know where you stand. We don't have to wonder. We know that you can't be bought, and it's actually a very critical place for that in Lansing. And people respect that. And these lobbyists, they know that we're going to get the majority back, and it's going to be a whole different ball game. You know, myself as a returning incumbent, I certainly will have opportunities to be chair of committees when I come back. You know, a new guy coming in would probably not be offered that luxury, even in the majority. So, you know, if people want true representation coming out of northern Michigan, the only choice is, it's very clear that the only choice they have is to send me back there to continue what we've started. And, you know, when you're in the minority, you know, I was talking to somebody at the People's Convention. I was down at the People's Convention. I was honored to be invited down by Charlie Kirk to be part of that. And, you know, talked to several people down there and, you know, talking about, you know, being in the minority. And they're like, none of us are being quote unquote effective in the minority. You can't be. That's how politics works. So when someone, you know, when someone's out there trying to, and their whole campaign message is, I've still not heard a single thing that my opposition is going to do for Northern Michigan. All he's saying all he wants to talk about is what I am not doing. And my hands are tied along with the other 53 colleagues of mine down there. And unless you sell your soul to the devil, you are not getting anything done in Lansing. So can I say that out of the 54 Republicans down there, nobody has got anything done for their district? No, I can't say that. But those people have sold their soul to do that, and I am not doing that. I don't believe the people in Northern Michigan want me to do that, and I promised I would not do that, and I absolutely will not do that. So if people want to send somebody down there that'll work with the Democrats and help push the radical agenda that Gretchen Whitmer is pushing on our state, then they better send somebody else down there, because that's never coming from Neil Friske.
Well, the other component to that in this budget process that you just described, you know, I'm looking at things where Liquor Control Commission, Neil, they lost 62,694 bottles of booze with an inventory cost value of $1 million in state-owned warehouses. And I'm like, eliminate the Liquor Control Commission. Just get rid of it completely. Let's not vote for this budget. Any Republican that votes for this budget where they're increasing our income tax, that's something that is huge, because we're going from 4.05 from our tax returns last year to 4.25 this year, and that's going into the budget. What Republican in their right mind is going to vote for this budget?
Well, I mean, a true Republican would not vote for that budget. It'll be very interesting. I think that in the House, it's very, very possible that we will be united this year, and there's potentially no Republicans that will vote for it. The Democrats obviously have the votes. So, you know, and that's how it should be. Make them own it. You know, if we can't stop them, then don't at least, you know, because it's going to pass anyway, so I might as well vote for it. That's just a terrible attitude to have. Make them own it. Make them own it 100%. That way we can blame them. Otherwise, they get to brag. You know, all these stupid bills that we were passing with bipartisan support. Look at their message. How effective they've been. So many bipartisan bills have passed. You know, they're able to, you know, reach across the aisle and pick 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of us off almost every time they really want to. And that's just so frustrating. So hopefully this year, I think, you know, some of the people that voted for the budget last time, they got beat up bad, and they've got some primary challengers, and they're hanging on by the skin of their teeth to return. So I think some of those people have learned a lesson, and I, you know, based on the preliminary conversations we've had in caucus and so forth, I think we're a little bit more unified this time around than we were last time. But who knows? You know, a lot of magical things happen in the last few minutes before votes are cast, so hopefully we can stay strong.
Right. Well, one thing that's ongoing is my state representative, John Roth, and State Representative Wegler from Garden City, a Democrat. They're not allowing Whitmer to raid the MIPSRS, the Michigan Retirement Fund for school teachers, to put it into the SOAR fund. Have they had any more discussion? Has that bill package come back up since you and I talked last?
It was on our agenda again last week, but then it ended up getting pulled. Clearly, as long as Dylan Wegula will stay committed, we can stop them on that stuff, because obviously he's the magical vote for them. And, while obviously, 90% of the time or more, we don't agree on things, at least we're fortunate enough that he is super disciplined on the corporate welfare stuff and absolutely will not cave, and he's proven that. So it got pulled off. We did not vote for it. So we'll see what happens this week. Clearly they're working around the clock to try to change that.
Right.
And, their best bet to change it is to try to find somebody on our side that will go over there with them. And that's what people need to understand. That's what's so dangerous about sending somebody to Lansing that's openly bragging on the campaign trail that that's what they're going to do. They're going to reach across the aisle and work with the Democrats. And if people don't understand exactly what that means, they need to wake up, because that is the most dangerous thing you could ever do, because then you've got somebody you can never trust. One day they're with you, the next day they're not, the next day maybe they're with you, the next day they're not, and there's always something. It's kind of like, people say free lunch. There's no such thing as a free lunch, and there's no such thing as voting with the other side without selling some part of your soul for that. It just doesn't happen that way.
Exactly. One thing I did want to ask you real quick, I know that you ordered more signs. You're asking people to help get them out. What's the status of the sign campaign before absentee ballots are going out this Saturday?
Signs have been going up. I've got tons of locations. I just don't have the time to even get around. That's a little bit of a handicap. Obviously, being a sitting rep is, I'm still spending 2/3 of my life in Lansing. So until we adjourn for the summer, I'm not able to be out and as active on the campaign trail as I'd like to be. But I've got some great volunteers that are getting signs up. I put a ton of them up myself, but I've got some great volunteers that are helping me. And we've got signs. I just brought another load up with me when I came home. I actually just got home late last night and leaving again here in a few hours.
Sure.
But we've got signs. Please reach out. They can reach out to me directly. They can reach out to Oscar. Lou Hitz up in St. Ignace has been a sign depot for us in the UP. And we've got some up in Sault Ste. Marie that are available. Just email the campaign at team@neilfriske.com, and we can reach out to you. I know most people have my cell phone number. They're welcome to text me. They're welcome to call me.
Okay.
And we'll get them anything they need.
Very good. Email team@neilfriske.com. We appreciate it, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Great, Randy. Have a good week.
You too. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Hey Patriots, veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Email, I just got a text. What was that email? Team, T-E-A-M, at neilfriske.com. Send him an email if you can help put out signs for him. So difficult to do. See, the way Neil and I operate, if you want something done right, do it yourself. We've had volunteers put our signs out for Vicky's campaign. They're crooked. They're not in the ground straight. Drives me crazy. But they're volunteers. God bless them. Thank you for doing it. I have put up all the 4x4s myself. That's why my shoulders are hurting. Because I'm pounding those T-posts into the ground. I'm using the zip ties. You want it done right? Do it yourself. Neil can't do it because he's heading down to Lansing. Got to be in session. They got to be voting on the budget and other stupid bills down in Lansing. If you'd like to help them, send them an email, team, T-E-A-M, at neilfriske.com. Give them your name, your phone number, your email address. How can I help? He needs volunteers. Put in a couple hours. Do what you can. Absentee ballots get mailed this Saturday by the local clerks. They have to go out this Saturday. So what you need to do is understand it's game on. By Monday, a week from today, possibly Tuesday, people are going to be voting. Maybe a sign you put up, maybe, just maybe, says, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to support him. I like how he's standing up to Lansing. I like how he's fighting for our values. We're going to vote for him. That's what you need to do. Now, we have a couple of commercials that are going to start. We have a new one coming for Royal Tire there in Petoskey. I own a set of these tires on Vicky's Yukon, Michelin Defender LTXs. I love them. No need to put winter tires on the vehicle. Goes through snow, ice, no problems. We even pulled the sign trailer through a farmer's rickety, stony, rocky back road. I told Vicky, I said, I feel like I'm in the hollers of Kentucky. Pulled that travel trailer through there, no problem. Went over those rocks, total full traction. They have them in Petoskey at Royal Tire. So you'll be hearing a new promotion for those Michelin tires. Go see them as soon as possible. Also, you're going to be hearing the commercial very soon for the 5th Annual Fun Shoot Pig Roast and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. July 27th. Mark your calendars. I was able to keep the prices low. Did not increase the price for this year, even though food costs is going up. How did I do it? I asked one of our sponsors, Ian Murphy of the Iron Pig Smokehouse in Gaylord, if he would smoke the pig for us, the pork shoulders. He agreed. He's doing it for us for free. So that's saving us a ton of cost and expense. We were able to renegotiate with the insurance. We were able to renegotiate on some of the other food costs. We're going to have a great time. Adults are $30. Teenagers are $15. Under 13 years of age, 12 and under, are free. Bring the kids. We are going to teach them how to shoot. Brett Gooding, Tammy Gooding, Randy Walker, many other range safety officers will be there. We will show them how to handle firearms, how to shoot, and expose your young people to firearms. We're going to have a couple handgun 22s and a couple 22 long rifles. They will be there for you guys to use with the little ones. Parents, adults must be present at all times with the children. You cannot send them down to the gun range by themselves. Gates open at 12 noon. We'll start calling people in from the range roughly about 1:15, 1:30. We'll start with the speakers. We'll start with the meal. We are going to have a great time Saturday, July 27th. Get your tickets today. All you have to do is go to acconservatives.org. The post is there. Read the entire post. Follow the instructions to a T. Click on the donate button. Buy your tickets by donation. You'll get an email. That is your ticket. The email receipt that you get for the donation is your ticket that you'll show at the gate. We are excited. It's there on the website, acconservatives.org, right at the top. And lastly, if you'd like 100 of these palm cards mailed out to you, you don't have to read the post about the Fun Shoot Pig Roast. Just go to the yellow donate button, donate $21. If you donate $21, we'll know it's for the cards. If you donate $30, we'll know it's for the Fun Shoot. We got spreadsheets lined up, ready to go. Your name, your email address. You show your driver's license at the gate, and you'll get in. And for those of you listening, if you don't make a donation, or even if you do, you'll have to show your driver's license to get in. You're not just going to pull up to the gate and automatically drive through. We will have security people checking you off the list. Just so you know. This is not open to the public. One of the last things I do want to say, text messages after the show, please send me videos and links after 12 noon. Greatly appreciate it. 231-360-5140. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures you're browsing